Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Well, thank you so much for staying with us. I've got in studio my colleague, Karinda Jagmohan, who has been out today to Marry Me settlement in Soshanguve. We've been speaking about the story for about 3 days now. The premier had promised to go back and he had promised to go talk to the community there after, obviously, unfortunately, the slaying of five community safety patrollers there. And we had a conversation yesterday with the minister who'd also gone to see the community. Karinda, thank you so much for being with us. And how was that visit today?
Well, the community welcomed the premier when he came through. He has been to the area regularly now since the incident happened. And they welcomed his announcement that suspects have been arrested, although those suspects have not been linked directly to the murders yet. But specifically, the conversation about illegal immigration was something that the community wanted to have. In fact, when the premier told the crowd that it's time for illegal immigrants to go home, essentially saying that if they don't have an ID, if they don't have a fingerprint on the South African Home Affairs database, they should not be in South Africa. And that's something that the community applauded because they believe that that is what has led to the escalating crime.
And this was coming from the premier. I also thought something else was very interesting coming from the premier himself, saying if the police were doing their jobs, we wouldn't have had to have patrollers in the first place. I thought that was quite interesting. Obviously committing to the fact that police are going to do better. They've had a conversation with the minister. Did the community buy that?
They did at face value. They cheered when the premier said that Soshanguve police station would be overhauled. The premier said he met with the minister who was on Kaya POV last night, essentially saying that there would be a review of local policing. The community applauded this because just before that, family members of the now six volunteers who passed away, each family member who came on stage wanted an end to the violence. They wanted more police visibility because they knew that their child, their nephew, their son had gone voluntarily to protect the community, and they wouldn't have had to do that if police had been on the ground.
What did strike me, though, is what seemed to have been problems from other neighboring communities. So, you know, and I'm not saying they should have stuck to a brief, but the conversation around the murder of the patrollers became bigger. It wasn't just about that. Other issues came to the fore. Was that something that you anticipated?
Well, it seemed like quite a big community gathering, more residents than we know to be at the Marry Me informal settlement. And so after the memorial service, there was that community meeting. They picked 10 people from the audience to come. And the first person wasn't from the community. They were actually from the Four Ways area.
Wow.
They traveled because they heard there was this government panel to listen to their issues. And she had a concern about housing. Another person had a concern about sewage flowing through a house. And it really revealed a picture that community members around the province want to have more discussions with the leadership.
Yeah. I mean, I clearly got that picture as well, that there is this need to be able to get through to the politicians. Their leaders are here. They want to express themselves. And sometimes not necessarily sticking to the brief, but I just want to say something. I need to tell you that things are not working out. And they kept referring to, but I want the leadership to tell us.
Yes.
I want the leadership to tell us.
Yes, they kept turning around because, you know, each resident was asked to face the camera, but they wanted to turn around, speak directly to the premier, because you must know it is very rare for them to have such an audience and engagement with the leadership of the city. And for someone who has been going through challenges for so long, not having answers, going to various offices, but having sewage flow through your house, or waiting for a free house when you can't afford one, it's the first time they get to look at the premier and say, well, where is this house that I have been promised over the years, despite you know, what you have said to me? So even at first, the community members were quite upset by the fact that, you know, not everybody was from the Marry Me informal settlement to take to the stand. There was a back and forth, and eventually they said, well, anybody can come answer questions. Unfortunately, the rain came, and the meeting had to be postponed next week.
And so, that, I mean, I know the rain interrupted everything, but two things that I'm keen to hear about. Is there now currently more visibility, police visibility in the area?
We need to go back on a day when there's not a big government visit to confirm
to
this.
See, yeah.
Because when there's the Premier, the Police Minister, of course, you're going to have all of these vans. But it's really now, it's going to take some time, perhaps in the next week or so, when it, so to say, quietens down. Mm. And we can go back and see, well, has there been a change? Because there has been issues where, you know, there's a heinous crime that has occurred. Government officials will come, promises will be made, standards will be set, but then somehow it happens all over again.
Yeah. And the meeting postponement to when?
It will be to the 2nd of April, but that will also be confirmed depending on availability, weather, because it's in an open ground with a tent. But it's something that is clearly critical for this community, but more so critical, it seems, there needs to be more engagement with people on the ground in the province because really so many people came.
Is the sense, even with the subsequent meeting, that the Premier himself will come, or will it be one of those where just from hearing the Minister yesterday, the Minister of Police, he was quite clear that other structures will handle it, you know, local municipality and so on. Is the sense we're getting with this that the Premier will come back to this other to the follow-up meeting?
It seems like it. Today it was the Premier, the Tswane Executive Council, but as well as other government officials, MECs as well. I also want to tell you that at some point when those government officials were taking to the podium, they were actually jeered at. And it seems like it's because of this issue of declining service delivery and a lack of fulfilling promises that community members were really upset. They had to be calmed down and then they started hearing out what the officials had to say. It seems like they've all agreed to come back next week, but we'll have to wait and see again.
Well, thank you so much for bringing the story to us, Kaya, reporter Karinda Shekmahan, who was at Shoshanguve today. Premier Lesufi, who had planned to go there and see the community after, unfortunately, the killing of those patrollers in that area, Mary Me, informal settlement. He had promised to come back on a Wednesday. He did today, but unfortunately, that meeting was interrupted by rainfall. There will be a subsequent meeting, and when that happens, we'll bring it to you.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.